Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we are absolutely thrilled to have conjured up our next amazing guest. Please welcome Sean and Jenny. Say hello.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Happy World's Goth Day.
Yeah. All right, please introduce yourselves. Tell everyone, what do you do?
I'm Sean Kay. I play bass in Too Much Light.
I'm Jenny Kirby, and I'm the songwriter, vocalist, producer, and engineer for Too Much Light.
Fantastic.
And I should say that Sean is also a co-songwriter. He's not just the bass player.
That's right, Sean. And we also have a co-host, Big Papa, in the house.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
And Too Much Light. It's like 7 o'clock, folks. Is it too much light for you guys?
It is for me. There's always too much light.
Right? Oh, okay. Sorry, we'll make it darker for you guys.
This is a terrible World Goth Day. There's way too much light for World Goth Day.
It's in May, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, May 22nd, folks. World Goth Day. All right. Tell me about this new band called Too Much Light.
Okay, so what we were originally wanting to do was make pop music. We were sitting in an Indian restaurant, and there was Indian goth pop playing, which we thought sounded awesome. And
cool.
Sean's like, hey, do you want to make some pop music? And I'm like, yeah, I think I do. So that was the original plan, was to make goth pop, and it's just sort of evolved from there. So we were kind of taking our inspiration from 80s-inspired synth pop. And then, you know, for whatever reason, it's starting to sound, like, a little bit darker and even having some punk influences in it now. So, yeah, it's kind of evolved.
Awesome. All right. And we'll find out how they met, okay, after this song.
All right.
Yeah. Too Much Light, yo. Leave It All. Okay, guys. How do you guys know each other?
How do we know each other?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let Sean answer that question.
Sure. Let's hear the story.
Well, how we met is kind of confidential. How we know each other is just through music, playing music. I've played music forever. I ran a label. Jenny has also been putting out records and playing music forever. So,
and oh my gosh, my brain just shut off. I forgot exactly what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
The running gun.
Running gun. Sorry. Yes. Who tells about the running gun? What is the running gun?
Okay. Oh my gosh. Run and Gun. It's the 48-hour film indie film festival that's horror themed. So what it is you have to shoot. You have to write, shoot, and edit a film in a 48-hour period. So what ends up happening is on a Friday afternoon at 6 p.m., they give you these prompts to ensure that you're going to be actually doing it in 48 hours. So this year we had to include a card. We had to include a line of dialogue, a specific line of dialogue. Time had to be the theme.
Okay.
And there was an additional fourth surprise element, and that was the number 10. So I was the production designer on Our Running Gun.
Right.
I also had a small role. So Our Running Gun film was called Garage Sale Massacre. It was written, directed, and produced by Warren Dean Fulton.
Okay.
So I know him from the film industry. I normally work in film. We're both in the film union. And horror's his passion. So he's done, like, a lot of other horror films, and he submits to film festivals all the time. So this particular one is going to be screened at the Rio and hopefully go on, if it wins some awards for something, to, like, the major award ceremony, which I think is going to be at the Vogue.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
So
at the Rio, then. Do you know a release date or?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll find that out. You know, but as soon as we know, we'll.
It's soon. It's in June.
Okay, so it's very, very soon then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sean was one of the leads in it. He was Bob.
Oh, all right. We'll have to check that out. All right, we're gonna play She's in Parties on CJSF.
Bye.
Special effects by lunatic and drinks, the graveyard scene, the golden years.
She's in Parties.
It's in the can.
She's in Parties.
It's in the can.
She's in the
It's in the can.
right. You know, that was Bauhaus. That was a huge influence on a lot of people, especially in the goth world. Just because I think, well, from my opinion anyway, I think they were like the godfathers of goth music, I guess, back since they started in the 70s. And anyway, what are your guys' influences? What drives you? What influences what you guys are writing today? What started you?
The song that started us, because I had I happened to find a bass at the Valley Village.
Nice.
So we're eating dinner, and I'm like, let's do this band. I've got the bass. And there's that song Go by Tones on Tail.
Right, right.
I was like, let's listen to that song, and let's try to do that. Good. So that was the song that we wanted to sound like. And, you know, it didn't really work out. what did happen was, like, something good. Like, it's kind of like a mix of, you know, what we've been doing.
Right, right. Like, so
I grew up listening to hardcore, so
yeah,
that comes out. The goth stuff comes out. Yeah. I played, like, in a post-punk band, so that comes out as well.
And Jen?
Yeah, so for me, I would say my biggest goal was to just not make it sound like Borg Queen. I would say probably one of my biggest influences as a composer and producer is Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
But this was going to be 80s inspired, so I was trying to draw some inspiration from, you know, bands like the Human League.
Mm,
And then, you know, like some sort of like new wavy type sounds, like more modern ones, like the Killers. Like, actually, I'm a huge fan of the Killers, so I wanted this to, you know, kind of like have a bit more of a modern sound to it, like the Killers sort of synth pop,
right?
But like also that throwback to the 1980s Human League. And then just everything I touch kind of ends up sounding a little Nine Inch Nails-y. Just, I don't know, it's just sort of permeated me as a composer.
Yeah, and we're going to listen to some Borg Queen.
Yeah.
Tell me about Serial Killer.
So Serial Killer was written as the final song in my EP Blood, Sweat, Tears, and it was literally about that time in my life that I kept on having a recurring dream about being a serial killer.
Oh, wow.
And what I realized was that dream was actually symbolic of a lot of emotions that I was burying. Because in that dream, I would never actually kill anybody, but I'd just be burying bodies. And I realized, okay, this is a metaphor for buried emotions. So
it's almost like tying up loose ends.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write an EP about all the stuff I'm going through right now.
Here we are.
Yeah.
That was Serial Killer, Borg Queen. Oh, and Borg Queen, you have a special announcement about the name.
Yes. So Borg Queen is being rebranded to Bionarch.
Bionarch.
Yes.
How do you say it again?
Bionarch. So Bionic Monarch.
Yes.
So it's still Borg Queen, but Bionic Monarch. I wanted to make it gender neutral, having come out in the last few years as non-binary. So, yeah, so I wanted to avoid the gendered thing.
Yes.
And then
I like
also, I am turning Bionarch into a media company itself because of what I do in film. I'm putting a lot of focus on making music videos now and that kind of content and pursuing a career as a production designer.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
Yeah, so Bionarch is just, it's a better name and I'm not going to run into like legal issues with Paramount over it, so it'll be good. So Borg Queen is being rebranded as Bionarch.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Big Papa, I think you got some events that are happening around town.
I do. Events that are coming up. We got Dark Rave 4, where Dark Alternative meets Techno. July 12th, 10 p.m., 236 Clark Drive. Get tickets at Eventbrite. Also coming up is Deathbound with moniker Hushed and Dead After Dark, 648 Kingsway in Vancouver, July 26th, 7 p.m. And just so you know, Deathbound are semi-finalists from Canada's West Coast Wacken Metal Battle. Oh, those lucky bastards.
Awesome.
Oh.
All right, and we're going to be back with more Too Much Light after the break.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
And we are back with Too Much Light. And guess what, folks? They're working on a music video. What? Tell me about it.
So our music video is going to coincide with the release of our first EP, and it's for our song Fashion Kills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What a deadly name.
I know. It's actually going to be really silly. It's a concept video where Sean and I are burglars, and we steal fashion. And we go to an art gallery that is a fashion exhibit and we steal the fashion and we rob somebody because they got like really great clothes. We discover a couple moths along the way because our logo is the moth.
Right.
Yes. And so it's almost kind of like our band origin story.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about origins, Sean, tell me about back in the day, Descent.
Descent. Hardcore band from Vancouver. I sang. We played lots of shows. I mean, that's about all I can say.
Tell me about the song Until We're Free.
I think it's probably like 20-something years old. It's short. It's fast.
That's what we like.
I'm sorry, I can't remember the lyrics.
That's okay. This is from the album, yes, Behind the Lies, right here on CJSF.
We'll be right back.
So Sean has a story about Descent.
Okay, funny story. We were playing in Courtney?
Comox.
And this is like long, long ago. And Jenny was at the show. And we clued in when we were at my house and we were looking at flyers. And Jenny sees this flyer and is like, I remember that show. I was at that show. And I was like, I was at that show too. I played that show.
Yeah, this is crazy because I was like 15 years old at the time, like back in the day when I was like an angry little punk rocker in Campbell River.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. I remember going to that show. I think that was like maybe my second or third show that I ever went to. Yeah.
What year would this been?
This would have been in 1997.
Oh, wow.
1996 or 1997.
All right.
Way back.
Okay, now we're going to talk about Rob Snowpack, yo.
Rob. All right.
So have you been to his record store lately?
Actually, we were just there not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we figured we'd go in and say hi, introduce ourselves as a band.
Yes.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, Sean bought a record.
Oh, he liked that, yeah.
Do you remember which record you bought?
Yeah, I bought the Peter Shelley, the Homo Sapien
album.
And I know he's listening right now. We love you, Rob. Thank you, Rob, for listening.
Yes. We do love you, Rob. Thank you so much for everything you do for local music. Honestly, you're really a true gem, and I just very much appreciate like all the support you've given me over the years. So,
Rob's a good supporter for a lot of local acts.
Oh, I know. He's great.
Yeah, he's definitely like a cornerstone of the scene, I think, really.
Yes, and Big Papa has a Madhouse Record t-shirt.
I do. I have the one with
Oak.
That's right. She designed it, and it's wearing out. I have to get another one. Rob, I need a new shirt. So if you got any more, extra, extra, extra large, because, you know, I am Big Papa, so.
All right, and we're going to get to another song by Auto Movement. Tell me about this band.
That was a band I played guitar in, like, around 1998, 1999, 2000. We put out an EP, played a bunch of shows, and that's about it. kind of closer to what we're doing now.
Ooh.
So you'll sort of see the evolution, the long, slow evolution.
And this one's called As We Slip Away.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, take me back.
No, no kidding.
All right. You have some events that are coming up.
We do. We have a few shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
August 8th, that Take Your Time, 648 Kingsway, with RXHX, Us, Too Much Light, and The Ruments. It's going to be a good sort of gothy post-punk show.
Nice.
It's a Friday night, so everybody show up. September 26th, we're playing in Penticton at Clancy's Pub with Nunya and J. Daniel Kramer. September 27th in Kelowna at Dunenzi's Pizza with Worried Chest, Cool Band, Beyond Horizon, and Us. And then kind of confirmed, maybe not confirmed, July 27th in Kamloops at the Bridgeview Theater with Lulu La Montagna. Lulu. French.
I thought it was Lulu Montage.
Montage, sure.
That could be it.
Yeah. But another, like a cool band.
Yeah, they look really
regardless
cool.
Regardless of how you say it.
Awesome. And so you said you guys are going to play at a pizza place.
We are, yeah.
Wow. So yeah. What kind of pizza do you guys like to eat?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good question.
Has to be vegetarian for me.
I mean, I will eat any pizza, honestly. Yeah.
Big Papa?
Oh, yeah, me too, really. Any pizza. But no anchovies. But everything else is on, you know.
Okay, Hawaiian for me.
I will eat anchovies.
Actually, I don't know if I ever had anchovies, actually, come to think of it.
I mean, yeah, I'll eat whatever.
All right. Well, she'll eat whatever because she's got liquid courage, yo. Tell me about Little Miss Liquid Courage.
So Little Miss Liquid Courage was from my concept album, Sex, Drugs, and Shiny Brass Poles, which was examining societal issues through the lens of somebody who works in a strip club. Because I've worked as a stripper. And so what I started noticing was, like, people, when they're in that environment, they're really just stripped down to sort of their base instincts, and they really reveal the type of person that they are. Mm. Little Miss Liquid Courage is really about the ridiculous beauty standard that people were being held to in that industry in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed quite a bit now. Like, there's a lot more body acceptance and body positivity. But back in the day, I mean, it was all about looking like a Barbie. And so, you know, you have your booking agent be like, you know, get your boobs done, go get a tan, dye your hair blonde, you know, like, lose some weight. It was always like, lose some weight, get your nails done, take your piercings out. You know, and Little Miss Liquid Courage was just like me voicing my frustration at that, and then unfortunately having to conform a little bit to that and actually like having it kind of make me die a little bit on the inside. So that's what that song's about. It's about being a sellout.
Sell out.
just so you know, folks, Jenny here, she's an artist as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Tell us, what inspired you to become an artist?
Well, I mean, I've been doing art since I can remember, and I've been a career artist since I graduated high school. So originally I went to school for animation and ended up working in video games for a little bit as a game artist. Did not enjoy it because video games are not my passion, but film is. So I decided that I wanted to get into film, specifically production design. And what I really wanted to do with my project, Borg Queen, which is now Bionarch, is I wanted to have it be a multidisciplinary project. So music, art, and film. So I could use like all my technical disciplines and, you know, all my career training that I'd had up to that point as well. So I also went to school for audio engineering. You know, I draw and I paint. So each song that I write has a painting or a piece of artwork that goes with it. So each one of my Borg Queen or Bionic songs does have a piece of artwork.
Yes, and I have interviewed Jenny before, and she brought one of her artworks, and it was like a 3D, like, it was humongous. This was an amazing piece of artwork because it was like your blood, sweat, and tears, I think, remember?
Yeah.
You actually had like your actual sweat dripping in it or something.
Yeah,
blood.
Yeah, so that was actually for blood, sweat, and tears. Like, all of my blood, sweat, tears pieces had my literal blood, sweat, tears mixed into the sculpting medium. You know,
that's definitely making you, you know, part of yourself, part of your own art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because that's what that project really has been. It's really been a form of art therapy for me. I mean, Too Much Light is really just about having fun, making stuff that's dancey. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the Borg Queen and Bionic stuff, that's definitely quite a bit darker. So
it's been quite a journey then for you, like, all, you know, all from your art to your music to what you do for film and your designing and everything. It's been a real journey for you
it's been a real journey, and it's kind of come full circle. Like, I'm finally doing what I really, really love doing, which is making music videos.
Nice.
And working in the art department and also making music. So, I mean, I'm very fortunate that I get to do what I love doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it has been a difficult journey because I've been pretty uncompromising about not going and just being like, you know, giving up and like, oh, I'm just going to go get a normal job. Mm-hmm. So I've had to make some sacrifices, and income security is definitely one of them. But, you know, I'd say overall it's been worth it.
All right. And Sean brought some CDs to the studio today. Tell me about this red one here.
That's a friend's band, Luna Red.
Yes.
I used to do a record label back in the day, so I put out a bunch of sort of, you know, goth adjacent type CDs or records, CDs back then. And we're going to play a song called The Cut Ups, just because I like it, and I think it's going to fit in well with the day and the show.
Here we go.
Yeah.
instrumental by Ghost Orchid.
That was wild.
Yeah. Ghost Orchid's another band we put out back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I think. Similar, staying in the goth vein.
What's the name of the label?
Global Symphonic.
All right, tell me about this next one, The Organ.
The Organ, another sort of post-punk gothy band from Vancouver. They got pretty popular back in the day. We put out an EP with them. Yeah.
And then this one's called Sinking Heart. This is also the same name as the album. Guys, you have some shout outs you want to do?
Yeah, we would like to shout out to our bandmate Paris, who could not be here today, unfortunately. But we love her and we miss her dearly.
And where can people follow you?
We are mostly active on Instagram, though we do have a Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Too Much Light on Facebook. And then our Instagram page is TooMuchLight_music. You will see the moth icon, and you will know that it's us.
Awesome. All right.
You will know.
Yes, and thank you, Big Papa, for coming on the show.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, we want to thank our special guests, Sean and Jenny. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we'll catch you all next week, folks. This is DJ Medi signing out. We're going to end with It's Over by Borg Queen.
Minute left, and I just want to quickly ask, what do you guys think about World Goth Day?
I love World Goth Day,
right?
It's the day of my people.
That's right.
I can just go outside, and people will be like, "Oh, hey, it's World Goth Day," and be like, "Yeah," and they're not asking me like, you know, am I going to a party? Is it a costume? You know?
And what does it mean to be goth?
It's really just about self-expression and appreciating the darker side of things, seeing beauty in darkness.
I love it.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is the beauty of the darkness.
time will get out of control. You put yourself down, you'll never wink it out of that.